Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
Go! Would you close your eyes, your eyes, and make it truth revealed? Would you never lift it, God never healed? In the darkness, life will take you to the other side. Find me waiting there, you'll see if you just close your eyes.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of WFSR Aftermath. What we're going to do, we was going to go for 30 minutes, but we can't go the whole 2 hours if we wanted to, but if we go longer than 30 minutes, we'll just go longer than 30 minutes. So, speaking of which, I need to get rid of this song, if I could. I don't know, figure out eventually, but... Girl, that just sounded bad. So, how about that Raw, folks? Although it sucks that Jerry the King Lawler was in the hospital and he wasn't there. Is well, what more can you do? So, what you're gonna do? You're gonna hold back from Raw and talk about it later. The huge announcement that they're gonna mention this Wednesday. I think I throw a little bit of curveball, and I think that I was just thrown over because I thought it was going to be one thing, but when they kind of presented it again, it was just like, just right there, it was like, that was just a hint of what they was going to talk about. So, most likely, it seems like they're going to talk about the WWE Network, and I thought they was going to end up bringing up what was talked about when Hazel, I got an email about the convention they might try to do. So I thought it'd be, that's what I thought it'd be.
So I just nicked you in the head.
But it's gonna be interesting. But most likely, I think it will be the talking about the WWE Network that's gonna be on internet service, and they probably will explain everything just to talk about it and how much it is and stuff like that. If Hazel doesn't mind, we will talk about it on her show this Wednesday. And well, let's get in here. But I can't. Team spirit, I tell you. But I'm sorry, I'm just reading some stuff here and just been crazy from few returns and some big returns and stuff like that. Of course, they only had like two matches so far, and they also mentioned like who the first two people that's going to be in the Royal Rumble. You got Batista and you got Alberto Del Rio, only two names that thrown themselves in the hat for the Royal Rumble match. And of course, you got the WWE World Heavyweight Championship title rematch with John Cena and Randy Orton. No, that's going to happen. So, like I said, they already got what they, they already got at least some part of it set. So, we'll see from there. There's something I just want to run by. This is a question that I was going to ask some people that, that I did on the WFSO group. And let's just see. I know what I said, but I just want to make sure I got it word for word. I don't want to slip and make any mistakes or anything like that. So let's see if I can find it. Let's see. Okay, this is my quote. There are times you think to yourself, I wish I can be at those WWE meetings when they make stupid decisions. It's like all the decisions they make at times, I understand. But just, I guess at the point, at the time, it just think about it and just like, it just don't make sense. Then I guess like when you get on to it later on, it makes sense. So, I guess it's one of those things we're just going to wait and see. But I guess just in my opinion, I'm thinking that certain storylines shouldn't happen, but end up being better. And there are storylines that just one of those storylines that, you know, that shouldn't happen and just don't need to happen, if you know what I mean. So it's like some of those storylines that just don't make any sense. And there's some that don't make no sense, but it gets better later on. But I guess with the Daniel Bryan thing, they might have some big plan for him. So I guess what I thought seems like that's not going to happen. But I guess what I'm saying also is, wait, hold on. How many of y'all on there? Wait, how many of y'all is there? Oh. Let's see, it looks like it's like four or five. But, anywho. I guess with the Wyatt family and adding Daniel Bryan, although the news was, and they found, and we found out, like, who's the one that came up with this idea, it was none other than Vince McMahon himself. And I guess when he had, you know, his right-hand man just be like, "That's a good idea, boss. He has a beard just like them. Yeah, he can join the family." I don't know. I guess it's just one of the ideas. I know it's probably, I understand it because they probably need him something to do for, yeah, half of these people that's coming back for WrestleMania season. And it's just like, you're just trying to figure out, like, where's everybody going to be placed at WrestleMania. So it's like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with them? But also, what I want to say is that, like I said, with the Wyatt family, Daniel Bryan, it's not going to last very long. And plus, it ain't going to make no sense. And this is another thing that I say why it doesn't make sense, because you got it posted on Total Divas that, yeah, he's getting married to Brie Bella. And of course, the show doesn't, like, you know, come, you know, start up until March of this year. It's like, how you going to play that? And how is that going to work? So from what it seems like, this Daniel Bryan joining the Wyatt family is not going to, it's not going to be that long. Let's just put it that way. And it's not going to last. So anybody interested in calling in and just want to say what they think and their opinions out there, you can always call the show. The number is 646-915-9644. 1-800 Joke That Pro. Again, the number is 646-915-9644. So we're going to get into more stuff, and plus talking about the match that's going to happen this Thursday on Impact, and also going to talk about there may be a wrestling promotion on the horizon. So we'll talk about that in a bit.
Camera, like a knife held in your hand. What you mad about? I don't know, and I don't give a damn. Break the rules because I can. Let everybody see their future here in me. Just watch the wheel go round. I'll cheer as you go down. You're only smoking. You're only smoking mirrors to me.
And we're back. Let's just get to the quick results of TNA, and plus I'm going to talk about the match that's going to happen this coming Thursday on Impact. Let's see. Madison Rayne defeated Gail Kim in a non-title match. You got Chris Sabin in a regaining his X Division title from Austin Aries. Then you got Samuel Shaw went against Norm Cronum, that one half of that goofy looking tag team. And I guess
look behind you.
I'm sorry, it's just my steps on here just make me laugh. But anyways, you got the little reunion for one night only of Beer Money, Bobby Roode and James Storm. They defeated Kurt Angle and Gunner. Let's see, Joseph Park defeated Bully Ray by disqualification. So let's see, that's about 5 matches for one staff in a matter of an hour. So they must have listened to me and probably did something right. Stop having these, like, matches. I have these, like, nearly an hour segments of none but talking and just had, like, one match in that whole hour was one of those things that they need to stop. And this is one of those things that they just need to, you know, work on. I know they're getting bankrupt and and they want to sell the company, and Jeff Jarrett's gone, and they're losing some of their big people because they can't afford them. So, what more can you do? Moving on, they did a coordination for Madness, and AJ Styles came in and I guess made somewhat of a challenge that only could be one champion. So, what's going to happen this coming Thursday is AJ Styles versus Madness for the TNA World title will be, well, you know, they're probably going to do a stupid merge of the title and it'll all be that. About this match, I would say, in my opinion, that this match, it's something, of course, like, this type of match has been done before, but it's like, for TNA, it's something that they had never done before. And I guess it just makes them, like, a little bit different. So, we'll just see what other matches that they're going to have this coming week, too, and see where it goes from there. I know next Thursday will be Genesis, and I know they had, like, a few matches that were made already. Kurt Angle will face Bobby Roode in a steel cage match. You also have, let's see, there was another one that was made, too. Oh, yeah, Sting will go against Ethan Carter III at Genesis. And I think, like, Madison Rayne will get a knockout title shot against Gail Kim. That's going to happen anyway, so. And, like, probably other matches will be named this coming Thursday on Impact Wrestling on Spike TV. And once again, TNA Impact, Thursdays at 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock Central on Spike TV. So check them out. Let's see, what else is there to talk about? Oh, yeah, I guess it was revealed that the original plans with The Rock and Brock Lesnar were supposed to happen this year, but I don't think it was something that was, like, out of proportion. But Vince McMahon, The Rock, and Brock, I guess they all had a talk in making this big match happen at WrestleMania 30. But the thing was, The Rock didn't have no plans for WrestleMania 30. Well, he'll be around for next year's event, WrestleMania 31. So the thing is, the match may not happen, but you can't count it out just yet. It'll probably just happen at WrestleMania 31. So I guess ain't nothing wrong with trying to save like a match and stuff, man, and just go from there. I say when you go live on this show, anything can happen. We'll be right back.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go. And I'm betting you like girls, so give love to girls and stroke your little ego. I bet you I'm guilty, your honor. That's just how we live in my genre. Who in the hell done paved the road wider? There's only one blow and one rider. I'm a damn shame, order more champagne. Pull a damn hamstring, trying to put it on ya. Let your lips spin back around, come up. Slow it down, baby, take a look. You know my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go. Shawty don't even know she can get in it for the low. Told me she not a pro, it's okay, it's under control. Show me soprano, cause girl, you can handle. Baby, when stars up, then you come up in bar clothes. Girl, I'm new, soon my Bugatti the same nose. Show me your perfect pitch, you got it, my banjo. Talented with your lips like you blew out a candle. So I'm using, know you can make it whistle with the music. Hope you ain't got no issues, you can do it. Even if it's no bitch, you never lose it. Show you how to do it and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go.
Talking to a friend on here, and he's from Green Bay. He's just talking about the what they're going to announce this Wednesday. Like I said, most likely it's going to be like the WWE app about the WWE Network is going to be like an app, but I don't know how would that work. It'd be interesting to, you know. I met the guy, so I can't talk too bad about him. Yeah, I'm about to say, I know you met him too. Why you, I didn't think you had your picture up. As she's blowing bubbles here. Well, like I said, like, if you get the app, and of course it's probably going to be around, what they said, like about between $9.95 and $12.95 a month for the app. It's like, why not go for it? And plus, you get to see pay-per-view for free. So you're going to get, like, over a million people that's going to, you know, take this app. And plus, for them to do this and couldn't ever find, like, a cable subscribers or anything like that, I guess this was a better idea. And it works out because, you know what, do it online. And I'm thinking that they're probably going to end up having the app on the Xbox and maybe on the PlayStation as well. Yeah, we're hoping. Because they already got like a WWE app that you can order like pay-per-views and stuff like that. So maybe that's going to be replaced with the WWE Network app. Excuse me, I'm just need to clear my throat there. But overall, I think they finally decided what to do, and it was a good idea, so good luck with them on that, and hopefully it'll do good. Something that I don't think half of everybody realized, and they haven't done it here, but the last 2 weeks, they did not show main event for some odd reason. I don't know why. Yeah, probably. Yeah, you think of Ion Television with, you know, he's showing it, like, so people won't get lost and be like, wait, what's going on? But, yeah, the past 2 weeks, they did not show main event, but they are this Wednesday, and it's going to be a tag team match. It's between the Real Americans versus R-Truth and Xavier Woods. But, that'll be this Wednesday, 7 p.m. Central Time on Ion Television for WWE Main Event. You know, it sucks you had no songs to play. You only had, like, a certain amount. Just one of those things you just like, why? But y'all can give me a few minutes. I'm going to have y'all listen to something. Oh my God, it's like the video just has no sound. Oh, wait a minute. There we go.
You performed against the best every.
Let's go back to the beginning.
Check out. Let's go.
I have left room to you.
Let's go.
Authority to reverse.
Right. Let's go.
And not give John Cena his rematch.
Won't you
defeating John Cena, and I have proven that I am the man. Oh. I'm not sure you're the man. You're sitting in my youth when you were the world champion. You went out 7 days a week as a world champion. You performed against the best every night. That's what I did for 3 decades. Right? That's why I've got two of those, brother. That's how good I was and how hard I worked. Now you can see John Cena is killed. Congratulations. But from what I've been hearing and watching, all you're doing, Randy, is crying about the rematch. Go on, Victor, and wrestle the man again. That's what I'm doing. You're the most overrated superstar in history. Now, wait a minute now. You're good. In fact, you're great. You were great, Rick. The times have changed. That was a long time ago. 25 years, in fact, give or take. That's a quarter of a century. Rick, you're standing in my ring, but I'm going to have to ask you to leave. And if you don't, I won't be responsible to what happens next. I'm not leaving, and you're going to listen to what I got to say to you, whether you like it or not. Learn to love it. A decade ago, Hunter and I handpicked you because you were the most gifted physically talented young talent to come along in years. You had it all. Good look, man, the women loved you. I love hanging around you. But you also brought an immature, I don't know what else to say, an immature punk attitude that you've never grown out of. Okay? You may have both of these, and you may call yourself the man, and these make you the man in our business. I'm wondering, go home and I go to the door if you really understand. You want me to be a man, Rick? I'm going to do you one better, and I go old school on your ass right now. We got a problem, so we got to reset the Royal Rumble. Okay, fine. What do you do? Did you go to the authority that people actually made the events? No. You settled them in. No. Taking out on this man? You picking out on this man? Bro, you don't even belong here. We're close to this man's resume. This is Rick Flair. But I heard you say you're thinking about going old school. And I'm not really sure what that means. But if it means you want to fight, I guess I'm thinking about going old school, too. So I'll put it like this. You feeling froggy? Jump. And I say, let's dance, Randall. Better part of power.
Okay, let's get to the SmackDown results. Yeah, the Shield versus the Usos, and the Usos won the match. Fandango versus R-Truth. R-Truth won the match. Let's see. Yeah, the Wyatt family, Eric Roman and Lou Harper versus Cody Rhodes and Goldust for the tag team titles. Yeah, Cody Rhodes and Goldust went in that match. Let's see what else. Asana versus Nikki Bella. Nikki Bella won. Big E, Langston, and Curtis Axel. Big E, Langston winning the match. And the main event, CM Punk and the Usos versus The Shield. With CM Punk and the Usos winning that match. So, I don't know about y'all, but I'm just going to say this from my opinion. It's just what I think. I think that WWE is getting better. That's just my opinion on that. But I'm just saying, like, their shows as of late starting to, like, sell more tickets, starting to sell out and stuff like that. Although I don't like the brand split as well as the next man, but they have to do what works for them. So, and I guess, like, people don't know why my reason for not liking them to stop with the brand split. I guess because you have so much talent in that roster that's not going to be used, or is going to be, like, overshadowed by someone that they think is good and not letting what the fans think is good. But I know it's all about the money and stuff, but it's just like they overlook talent. Just look at CM Punk and Daniel Bryan. Like, they really didn't want to give them guys not much of a chance. And look at them. Look at them now. But I can understand the other things, too. Like, some fans just go overboard with talking about this certain wrestler too much. They just make him. It's just like, you don't want me to be a fan of this wrestler anymore. I can understand that. And believe me, there are fans like that that let the fan in them get to them and not thinking business-wise on what needs to be done for them to keep going. It's like, we may be, like, giving them, like, the customer satisfaction and stuff like that, but they have to do what they can to make money. Okay. Florida State. Okay, they won the BCS championship. So, if y'all just now wanted to know what was going on with that, so they are the 2014 NCAA champions. And score was 34-31. Yeah, that's right, 34-31. Okay. Let's look at the Raw results. You got Rey Mysterio and the Usos. They defeated the Wyatt family. Let's see, what else? Big E Langston defeated Curtis Axel, the rematch from this past Friday on SmackDown. And it looks like that Ryback may be the next challenger for Big E Langston, but we will see. Although they announced this Friday that Big E Langston will go against Randy Orton. So we will see that. Let's see. Alberto Del Rio finally defeated Sin Cara. Let's see. And I think that was three matches. Cody Rhodes and Goldust in a non-title match defeated the Real Americans. That's four. The Great Khali defeated Damian Sandow. That's five. And the thing I like with this thing with Brock Lesnar, Mark Henry, I guess you want to give him some from what happened to him last week. Brock Lesnar broke his arm. Big Show came out and I guess wanted to challenge Brock and had a little bit of a confrontation there. So, and I guess Brock will so-called face the winner of the WWE World Heavyweight Championship match. So what this will like all play out, but will be. I don't think it'll be like John Cena versus Brock Lesnar because, like, I know people seen that, and I think they don't want to see that one again. But Randy Orton and Brock Lesnar, you haven't seen that one yet, but that might happen. So I guess I'm putting my money on that. Anyways, let's go to the – let's see, next match. Alicia Fox and Asana defeated the Bella Twins. That's six. Fuku and Rikishi defeated 3MB and welcome back Heath Slater for being gone so many weeks. And the main event, Roman Reigns did defeat CM Punk with a little bit of interference with with Dean Ambrose, and the New Age Outlaws was at his CM Punk's corner. And let's say somebody made their return, and that was none other than Jake the Snake Roberts. There were rumors that he wanted to be in the Royal Rumble match. So, hey, maybe he will be. Only time to tell on that one. But let's see. Let's just do a little news. Yeah, probably going to close the show out in a bit. Just going to talk. Oh, yeah, that's something I was supposed to talk about. Apparently, there will be a new wrestling promotion going on. It's going to be with Toby Keith, the country singer, and I guess he's going to have Jarrett back him up, and I think Jim Ross is going to be involved too. So this is going to be interesting to see like how this is going to develop and style and what talent they're going to use. But because, like, if they're really going to compete, we're just going to see what they're going to do and how they're going to, you know, get some of the talent that they want to support that roster and, like, how's it all going to set up. So it'll be interesting to see what's going to happen. So if there are any more news on there, just look at the group and probably add something from there. Also, that's the Fan Speak Out app is out. So if you got a chance, go check out the app. It is Wrestling Fan Speak Out .appmob. APPMO. So let me double check because I'm trying to see if I got this right, so I'm going to be wrong about it. And I'll be salty later on. So just give me a moment here. Okay, yeah, I was wrong anyway. So it's wrestlingfanspeakout.mobapp.at. So if you have like a smartphone or Google, also on the tablet, you can you can download the app, so check it out. Let's see, and there was one more. I know there was one more thing I wanted to talk about. If you're in the area in the Milwaukee area, there's a few shows that's going to be going on this weekend. So we're going to talk about that. Just hold on a second. Yeah, BDCW Rise to Honor 10. Their special guest would be none other than who you saw, who just called out the show, none other than Jake the Snake Roberts. Okay. And they got a few Ring of Honor guys that's on here too. So they got Steve Corino, he's in the match. Silas Young's in the match. Tommaso Ciampa, the new World TV champion. is on there. In their main event, loser leaves BCW for the BCW title. You have Sadist versus Dysfunction. And they got the meet and greet with Jake the Snake. So it's 1800 South 92nd Street, West Allis, Wisconsin. The general admission for tickets is $20. And let's go on to Saturday.